Hi everyone, welcome to the final score with the score. Manchester City 1, Chelsea 0. FA Cup semi-final result. Obviously not the result we all wanted. Chelsea played very well for the first for most of the game. We should have been a couple of goals up. Jackson missed a couple of chances, which he should have scored. And then we had a clear penalty that wasn't given in the second half. Came out the second half, actually started really well as well. And then, of course, Manchester City get a goal very close to the end from a deflection. Not much we could do about it. And now they've won, and Thiago Silva is crying on the pitch because that's going to be his last opportunity to win something at Chelsea, his last appearance at Wembley. Two trophies, two seasons without a trophy now. It's not great. And you know, obviously we all want better, but I think today Pochettino, I thought, set up the team very well. Tactically he was very, very good. We were well organized, we were compact. They didn't have a shot on target in the first half at all. We had quite a few chances. We should have been up and we should have scored. Obviously it is what it is. I'm not as angry as I have been after other defeats this season. I'll say that because I thought we played well enough to win the game. I don't think we played badly. I don't think we performed badly. But we still come away with that result, and that's sad. But I'm quite proud of the players, and I'm proud of Pochettino. It's disappointing when you lose, but we'll come back again and hopefully we'll learn from this. So, Rambles, you're here. So, what are your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I think we actually played really well. Can't fault Pochettino in the slightest. I think we got the setup right and we deserved to win. We had the better chances. But just that final third cost us.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Jackson should be taking at least one of those chances, 100%. He played well, I thought, actually, especially in the first half, Nicholas Jackson. You know, I thought he had a really good, especially in the first half, had a really good half. But he has to take at least one of those chances playing up front. He has to. But then we have that penalty as well. Like, I couldn't believe they didn't give that. If that's like Man United or Liverpool or whatever, they get that penalty.
Yeah, it goes their way.
Every time. And if we score that penalty, then, I mean, Cole Palmer would have scored it, right? He would have scored it. And it would have been 1-0. And it's a different game then. It's a completely different game. They might not even score. They kind of came into it towards the end. You know, they were a bit better towards the end. I think we got frustrated a little bit. And Doku came on and he looked really good. He played really well. Gusto got injured, had to come off. Which wasn't ideal,
everyone will talk about the need for a striker, but I also think we need a midfielder who can chip in with goals, someone who can maybe shoot a score from distance, because we haven't had that in quite a while. Neither Enzo, Caicedo or Gallagher are really going to get you many goals.
That's right. We don't have a midfielder who's going to come and get 10, 12, 15 goals, do we? Yeah, that's true. That's true. And it was frustrating, you know. And Cole Palmer played well in the first half, could have scored. It was his free kick that was, I think, was a penalty, handball. I think he clearly hit his hand. And I've seen penalties given for a lot less than that. So, what can you do? You know, it's. I can't be angry at Pochettino or the players, really. I thought the players worked really hard. They gave everything on the pitch. They didn't. Their heads didn't go down when we went behind either. They kept going. They really believed they could win. I think they created chances and they were set up well tactically. We looked much more structured today, tactically, than we have done recently.
The only one criticism, sort of slight criticism I do have, is I would have liked to have seen Carney come on, because I do think he can be a game changer.
Yeah, I agree. I like Carney. He does make a difference when he comes on as well, doesn't he? He tends to either score or create something when he comes on. So, yeah, that's one. I mean, that's one thing I would have done differently, maybe. But overall, I can't fault him. I can't fault the players. They showed up. You know, they worked hard. They had good attitudes. It's not like we just gave up and just let them play, or that we didn't show up, or that we were all over the place tactically. None of that was the case. Manchester City are a better side than us, and they're more. You know, that's why they're where they are and where we are, because they can play badly and have a game like that and still win. You know, that's where we've got to aspire to be, right? And I mean, them getting to the final means seventh place is likely to be the European spot as well, because they'll probably win the final, whoever else gets to the final. So, that means that, and we're only 3 points off sixth place with a game in hand. So, you know, we're improving. I think I was watching that game thinking we were improving, you know, because bear in mind when we first played Man City earlier in the season, we did 4 goals. We barely they barely had any chances in this game. They really didn't have many chances at all. I can only remember really two or three really clear-cut chances that they had, and that's good tactical organization. It's good defensive structure. It's, you know, we kept them down. We had more chances than them. I'm pretty sure we had more chances than them to win the game. And you know, that's just, if we have a, and again, if we have a proper striker up front today, we're 2-0 up at half time. Yeah, it's simple as that. And that's not on the manager.
I must admit, as the weeks go on, I do think I am more leaning towards Pochettino staying. I have been very critical of him earlier on in the season, but I think in recent games I am seeing improvements, and the players seem to really like him. As you say, just a couple of players short of really getting to their next level.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely think that. If you've got you've got an Ivan Toney or someone like that, or Dominic Solanke or even Osimhen or whatever, you've got someone like that up front, we'd have gone through.
And add to that, like an Nkunku or Reece James back from injury.
Well, yeah, I mean, he takes one of those chances that Jackson had.
100%. And add Lavia as well. You know, we do need someone who can come in and we can rest the midfield.
This is what people forget. We've got at least three starters injured. We've been out all season. Reece James, Wesley Fofana, and Christopher Nkunku. Lavia will probably be a starter as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're quality players, all of them, and difference makers. We will be a better team if they're all playing and starting and fully fit. That's 100%.
I mean, I said to my friend the other day, if you take the equivalent out of the Manchester City team, let's say Kyle Walker, Rodri, Ruben Dias, and Phil Foden, you know, that's the equivalent of the players we're missing. If you take them out for the same period,
exactly,
there's no way they'd be in the title mix. They'd maybe not even be in top four.
For the top four, but they wouldn't be title contenders, no.
No.
That's the difference when you lose four players. It's just really, really tough. And we've lost more than that as well. You know, we've had about 50-odd injuries this season. It's just ridiculous.
And also, when we have to factor in Enzo's playing through injury, you know, he's having pain exceptions every game.
First half, he was pretty good. Like that through ball for Jackson was incredible. I thought he was good today. I didn't think he played that bad, actually. Made a nonsense of the people who said he shouldn't be playing. It's just Gallagher had a good game as well. Despite playing out of position, I thought his pressing was excellent. He stopped Kyle Walker, really, in that first half, getting any time down that side, getting any crosses in or anything. That was good. That was good. Good from him. Yeah, so let's just go through the game. Chelsea made two changes from Tuesday's 11, which was Enzo Fernandez and And who else came in? I can't remember now. Gosh, what am I saying? Yeah, Modric was out for Enzo, and I think but we started the game relatively well. We kept them tight. We started to have chances and hit them on the break and on the counter attack. Jackson had his chance, good ball in behind from Enzo, and should have scored. Absolutely, 100% should have scored. Then we have another chance. We have other chances. Cole Palmer has a chance as well. You know, we played some good football in the first half. Then the second half, we actually came out the second half really well. The first time that's happened for ages, it feels like. We actually started the second half the better team and had more chances, and then got that free kick, and the free kick hits Jack Grealish's hand, and it's a penalty, and it wasn't given. It wasn't even given on VAR either, which is absolute nonsense. But we kept going, and we had chances in the second half. Jackson had a couple of other chances in the second half on the break. We had a few other counter-attacks where we got in good positions and didn't quite get the shot away, or couldn't, or shots were blocked or whatever, but we were looking dangerous. Man City have a few chances, but they're not all over us. You know, they're not dominating the game. They're just having a few chances here and there. And then, you know, with about 7 minutes to go, they get a goal. It's a good move for the goal, to be fair. Good ball from Kevin De Bruyne. And Cucurella, not much Cucurella can do about it. It kind of rebounds off him into the goal. I thought Petrovic actually had a good game as well. I don't think he did anything wrong in the game. But and that was it, really. So that's the game. We're going to try and get some of you guys up and talk about the game. I think Frank's requested, so I'm going to bring him up. We'll have others up as well. Hopefully we're going to get Louis here at some point, because he was at the game. So I'd like to hear from him if he's here. I haven't seen him yet, but as soon as he's here, we'll get him up. But we're getting Frank up. Once he's up, and and Rambles, what players? We'll go to Frank actually. What players are they impressed you, Frank?
Oh, hey. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak today. I've been listening to you guys. I agree. I think Poch set up the team perfectly, tactically. I think they were set up to win. I mean, if they took their chances, I truly believe that Chelsea should have gone to halftime up by 2 goals at least. But, you know, if you don't take your chances in these kind of games against an opponent like City, you know you're going to get punished at one point. So I knew it was coming, their goal, since all these chances are being missed. I don't want to be harsh on Jackson just because he was, I think, was really great today. But I just think he's not a number nine. To be honest with you, the player that's, stood up for me today might be unpopular, but I think was Caicedo again, just for me personally, just because I believe he was doing a lot of work in that midfield. He did recover so many goals. He was there challenging the players, not giving them space. So I believe, for me personally, even though, you know, some people might disagree, but I think Caicedo had a more than a decent game. I believe the whole team, actually, as a whole, as a squad, did not disappoint. I think everyone was following the tactical instruction of Pochettino, which is the first time I see this team playing like that. You know, in a tactical structure, everyone following, you know, doing what they're supposed to do, I guess. But, you know, it's unfortunately Jackson couldn't finish any of these chances. Palmer had a chance too. Unfortunately, he couldn't put it away. You play a team like City, you got to take your chances. And I don't think they should be disappointed so much. Pochettino should, you know, get them back in track, then tell them that there's still a lot to play for. We got Arsenal next. It's not always good for us to win that game for the European positions, but it would be good to stop Arsenal from winning the league. And so I think that's the challenge for Pochettino right now, is to have these players still keep going, even though there's no trophy to play for, at least fight for those European positions. But overall, I think I was watching the game, and not for one City even scared me, to be honest with you. Like, every time you play against City, you know, they're having these chances that, oh my God, like how did they miss that? But this game, I think they're like, they just only had that one good chance that they scored from, and that was it. I know Fulton had like one shot on the goal, but that was not really that threatening. But yeah, overall, you know, if anything that needs to be learned from this game, especially for sporting directors, is Chelsea needs a clear finisher, a striker, and also a left back. But yeah, that's all I got for you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank. Some good points there. And I think, you know, I think it's been for a while, a lot of us fans have been very clear that we need a proven number nine who's going to come in and just score goals. And you know that they're going to deliver, you know, and you know they're going to score. And like I said, you've got an Ivan Toney or an Osimhen or even a Solanke up front today, you're probably 2-0 up at half time, right? So that's the difference, you know. And you know, Pochettino did ask for one. He's not got one yet. I don't know whether he'll be here next season or not yet. I have no idea. But if he is, I hope he gets one, because if he had one today, we'd have won. And that's literally the difference today. We didn't lose this game. We deserve to win the game. You know, I'm not gonna go away from that. I think we've lost games this season where we've deserved to lose and been absolutely abysmal.
Today wasn't one of those games, though.
But this is not one of those games. No, this is probably the most unjust defeat of the season, to be honest. I feel sorry for Pochettino and the players, and I hope that Pochettino now needs to lift their heads, because we've got a big game on Tuesday and we need to play well in that game, because it's Arsenal. And if we play like we did today and we can take our chances, we can win that game. Like, I really believe that. I've got belief in this team. I'm starting to get belief in these players, that there's something there, that something is developing. But it's going to take time. It's going to take the right players coming in the summer. And, you know, we can definitely improve. We have improved over the season. This is only the third game I think we've lost all season in 90 minutes. Since January, we've only lost three games in 90 minutes, and this is one of them. And that's pretty incredible. We've played 22 games since Christmas, and we've only lost three of them in 90 minutes. So that's improvement for me. Rambles, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think overall we are improving. We've got a very young squad, and the players are getting better. I do think, you know, this summer is so important. We just bring in the right players who can help us get to that next level. I would like to see a striker. We definitely need a striker, and I think we need another winger/attacking player, because I think we're so close to being where we need and want to be. It's just those small details. If we can just start taking those chances, you know, we can start going up a few more levels, and it'll take the pressure off the players we've got.
100%.
And I also think keeping players fit is going to be a big thing, you know, because if we can start the season with our main centre-back pairing, you know, a bit like, you know, if you look at Arsenal, Saliba and Gabriel play every game, and that's why they've developed into being one of the best defensive pairings in Europe. Now, I think we just need that bit of luck of injuries, and then you can start seeing relationships form.
Yeah. To me, our best centre-back partnership when everyone is fit is Levi and Fofana, and neither of them are fit right now, right? So, because Wesley Fofana, people forget how good he is.
He's a brilliant player, Fofana. He's a
leader as well. He's really a strong character. So, yeah, we miss him. We miss him, definitely.
Cucurella, I thought, had a good game today.
Yes, I thought, yeah, I mean, I was, I mean, first half, I don't know, I'm not a biggest fan, to be honest, but there were moments in the first half I was concerned about him. But, you know, he made a lot of important blocks. He got in some good positions defensively. His movement was good. His work rate was good. I can't fault his attitude at all. He, He works hard every game. He's got a good attitude. He's not lazy. Yeah, he wants to succeed. And, you know, I can't fault that. When a player is showing the right attitude and working hard on the pitch for the club, I can't fault them, you know. So, yeah, you're wrong. You're probably right about Cucurella. But I think that's a position that we need to look at in the summer, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. We definitely need to... We definitely will bring in a left-back, and it sounds like Cucurella is going to be the one to make way.
Yes, I think so. Yes, 100%. We're going to get rid of Cucurella in the summer, I'm sure. And actually, the thing is, he's now done pretty well. He's done so well that he'll probably get a lot of interest. That's good for Chelsea, you know. I'm sure there'll be clubs that are in for him now, but he's played relatively well.
Should help drive his value up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You'll get some interest. We'll definitely be able to move him on. You know, and I have nothing against him, really. He's definitely got the right attitude. He's a good worker. I just don't think he's quite got the quality to play for Chelsea. That's all. One player I'd like to focus on, actually, today, is Trevor Chalobah as well. I thought he was excellent tonight. I thought he was really, really good. And he's been pretty good the last few games when he started. What are your thoughts on Trevor Chalobah?
I thought he had a really good game, and he was really good last game as well. Now he's fully recovered from his injury. Now he's finding his form again. Yeah, I was very impressed with him again today.
Yeah, I think he's been a bit under the radar a little bit. He doesn't get much credit, I don't think. That's why I wanted to talk about him, because, you know, he's actually a pretty good player. I wouldn't say he's a starter at Chelsea when everyone's fit. But certainly he's a good player who can play at centre back and do a good job, you know. He'll play right back as well. You know, and I know we're gonna sell him in the summer, and it's quite sad really, but yeah, I think he deserves a lot of credit. I think he's not got the credit that he deserves. That's why I really wanted to mention him. The other thing I want to mention, I want to just give Pochettino his flowers. A lot of criticism recently, especially from me. You know, I've been very critical of Pochettino recently, and I've been saying that maybe I think he need to change next season. You know, but a lot of my criticisms have been we didn't have a defensive structure, we weren't organised defensively. But today, he absolutely proved me wrong on that. Today, I thought he set us up really well, and we were well organised and compact defensively. You know, I don't think Man City didn't have a great attack, and they didn't really dominate us at all. And that's on Pochettino. So I think he deserves a lot of credit today. Do you think so, Rambles?
Yeah, I think the structure of the team has improved recently. I was very critical in a few games, though, but I am seeing improvements in the tactical setup. I really do think Pochettino's starting to get it right, and I'm now seeing more what we could look like with a couple of additions. And I don't think we're that far off, you know, being in a position next season to potentially challenge for top 4/5. Because if we'd had a more competent / finished striker this season, I think we wouldn't be far away at all.
That's true. Yeah, I think I'm always happy to give credit where it's due, and Pochettino deserves a lot of credit today. You know, I'm happy to give it to say I was wrong, and, you know, to admit that he's done a good job today. And all right, well, we have our match going fan with us, Louis Benedetti. Welcome, the legend, the man who's been at Wembley. So give us your thoughts on the game, Louis.
Hello, mate. Well, the benefit of today is that I'm already back in my flat, so I've literally walked in. It was great. So everyone queuing up to get into Wembley Stadium Station, flash my keys at the barrier, boom, in. Felt very flash. Look, do you know what? Me and you chatted pre-game, and I made it very clear then. I'm going to make it very clear now. I didn't have any high expectations, but what I did see exceeded a lot of my expectations. People might be shocked to hear that, and I know a lot of people are going to be upset and disappointed with the result. But we were, by the end, bettered by a side with the pedigree of being able to go to those final moments. And that's, in the end, is what cost us there more than anything. I get people to talk about Nico Jackson, and don't worry, we'll get to that. But look, overall, I thought you could see real patterns of play emerging. You know, against the top side where we were given a lot more space, there was a lot of confidence on the ball. I thought Thiago Silva and Chalobah were imperious. I thought they were fantastic. They were very cool and collected under pressure. Malo Gusto was one I was slightly worried about. I mean, the statistics back it up. He was passed the most in that game. He had five times quite comfortably. Mark Correa, by the way, I do want to say straight off the bat, how he didn't win man of the match, in my opinion, is beyond me. I thought he was absolutely stellar today. He did not put a foot wrong. Absolutely fantastic. Again, he did the simple stuff so well. He got himself in the right positions. There was a couple of times he got a nosebleed, but Enzo covered him pretty well. I thought the midfield was pretty solid there. But yeah, look, it's not the result we wanted, and maybe not the result we deserve with the three clear-cut chances that were missed by Jackson. But again, he played very well today. He caused a lot of problems for Man City. He's a young player who's still finding his feet. And if anything, it just proved what Chelsea is short of. You know, that game showed that maybe with Thiago Silva leaving at the end of the season, Chelsea need a seasoned centre-half. Chelsea definitely need somebody who could find that pass earlier in the midfield. I thought Enzo did it pretty well today, but you know, he's still someone who has come back for an injury, and I don't want to heap that pressure on him. So I'd like to see someone who could come in and he could learn off of, maybe. But more importantly, it just proved, and it's what Pochettino has been saying all season, it's what we're screaming out for all summer, Chelsea are short of a seasoned quality centre forward. And I think that game would have had a very different scoreline if that had been the case. Nico Jackson, you could tell, just wasn't confident on his left foot with the first ball that went over the top. And the other two chances, I mean, those were just harder to miss, I'll be brutally honest. But look, I've already seen that a lot of people are gunning for him on Twitter. And, you know, I thought he played very well today. And at the end of the day, look, we were just bettered by a side, like I said at the beginning, who had the pedigree and were far better than us when it came to those important moments in managing the game. That just is what it is. Although, Michael Oliver, you can suck a fat one, because that was absolutely awful officiating. Another example of PGMOL failing to do things for both sides.
Yeah, I mean, that penalty was, I mean, from I watched it on TV, and it was, I mean, to me, it's a penalty. I mean, I can't. On Twitter, there are people, rival fans from other clubs, saying it was a penalty. It wasn't just Chelsea fans. You know, and I think that's just, I think it was an awful decision. And the VAR backed it up, which was even worse. I couldn't believe all the players thought it was a penalty. You know, and we know that if that's given as a penalty, we're going to be 1-0. We're going to score because it's Cole Palmer and he doesn't miss. So, and then it's a different game, right? Man City have to come on to us a bit more and take more risks, and you can get a second goal on the counter or something like that, you know. So it's a different game. But, yeah, yeah, that's well said, Louis. That's good to get your perspective, actually, because I know you're a bit of, obviously, you can be a bit, we all know you can be a little bit cynical, but to come out with that assessment of the game and our performance is really positive.
We spoke before the game and I was saying, look, I'm not expecting anything. I just want us to give a good account of ourselves. And that's exactly what we did. What annoyed me straight away is when people, I was sat there, Mudryk, free kick right at the end. Obviously, it was an awful delivery, right?
Ah, dreadful.
And then you have people, Pochettino, what are you doing? I'm like, how is that on the manager? He's not on the pitch. He's not the one kicking the balls. Like, well, have you ever seen Mudryk deliver a good cross? Yes, all the time. Mudryk does put really good balls in quite a lot. But again, Chelsea just didn't have that focal point today. I think if we had that focal point, we might have seen something from the game. I thought Cole Palmer, he wasn't, invisible is probably a harsh choice of words. But he just wasn't as influential as he could be. I think me and Tom obviously spoke in the Everton preview and obviously the Man City preview about, you know, him being down the middle. You know, in the bigger games, he really doesn't see any of the ball. And today was an example of that. He got double teamed constantly, so he just simply couldn't get out. But again, he still did more on the pitch than Kevin De Bruyne. I don't understand how Kevin De Bruyne got man of the match. It is beyond me. When it came up on the Jumbotron, I was going, what are you talking about? I should have been man of the match by that logic. I did more for that game. Like it should have been a Chelsea player. It should have been. But I think, look, it's just another example of our last trip to Wembley. You know, it was, if you don't kill the game off, if you're playing a better side, they will. And it was just another case of that, unfortunately. These lads are not far away. If you look at games like today, they are not far away. It's just a case of, right now, if you are a technical or a sporting director, if you're a Lawrence Stewart or Paul Winstanley, you look at that and go, right, let's go and get some seasoned players here. Let's get someone, literally three players, three. And I'd extend Thiago Silva's contract. I know it's insane. I'd extend it. And he should be given a player coach role.
Well, I can think of one player who's available in a free transfer. Nacho from Real Madrid.
Oh, careful, Rambles. Me and Score said that and we got shot down again. But hey, who knows? It's one of those situations. I think Nacho would be a fantastic addition to this squad. He's won everything. He's captain Real Madrid. But hey, that's another conversation for another day. Thiago Silva, obviously, he's on the ground.
I don't think Thiago Silva's going to stay. I think he will leave. But
he will, yeah. But he should be given a contract. He's comfortably still our best centre back, comfortably.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all. I think Levi Cole was our best centre back. And Wesley Fofana.
Not got a leg, mate. He's not got a leg. He's had two ACL injuries at Chelsea. He had one before, and forget it. He's done. He's done. Forget it. He's done.
I don't think that's wise to say that at all. But we'll see, won't we? We're going to buy a centre back in the summer anyway, and I agree it needs to be an experienced centre back. So I think we all agree on that. We need a leader at the back, an organiser with experience who can help. We've got a lot of young defenders, so we need experienced players alongside them. We said that all season. We need experience in our team. So, and also, we've got Cam up here. Cam, what are your thoughts on the game?
What's up, boys? I just want to say Louis had an amazing soliloquy there. I felt he encapsulated it pretty perfectly. Yeah. I'm of the same vein. I'm frustrated. Obviously, just with the replication of, you know, the same outcome of the Carabao Cup final. That was certainly just, you know, just couldn't put it away. Would argue we were the better team in both those games. I don't know if you guys heard my cat, but she's pissed too. I really liked the performance. I thought it was gutsy. I thought we came out fighting for every ball. I thought, you know, we really kind of came out with a hunger and a bit of a swagger that I had actually kind of, it actually warmed my heart a little bit. It felt like watching the Chelsea of old. We just came out and fought for a cup final. I thought the fans were up for it. You could hear it on the telly, which was nice. Obviously, you know, Nico Jackson, he missed those chances. And again, he's, as I said, you know, in the town hall last week, his third or fourth season as a professional. For what he did in the first half to turn defenders, hold up the ball, was very, very impressive. But then obviously everybody's going to think about his misses. I think a good rule, and I'm sure Louis would agree with this rule, is, you know, some things that are screamed at the TV are just meant to stay between you and the TV, you know? And I think Twitter is what a lot of people go and take those TV comments and put them out into the world. And some people just need to shut the hell up about Nico. Like, I get that he missed some chances, but you can't just pine off a performance from him, you know, and how good he was in all the other aspects of the game. Obviously, he missed some chances, and that sucks. But I thought he played really, really well. So
I saw, sorry, on the back of that, Cam, I was literally walking out of the ground, and I saw somebody put on Twitter, and I think it was Teams quote tweeted it, and rightfully so, just to bring some eyes to it, to get this person to shut up, was somebody actually wrote, and I'm astounded by it, they put all the racist comments that Bukayo Saka gets, Nico Jackson deserves, he should be getting them. Like, the yeah. fact that people think they can say that and it's okay, it is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's the behaviour of scum.
Yeah, it is.
Scum. They should be kicked off in Twitter.
It's disgusting.
It's a reminder that, you know, all clubs have these people inside. The clubs are a microcosm of society. You know, Chelsea, obviously, we had our past issues in the 80s, and we've cleaned up our club quite a bit, and it's good to call this out. In reality, I think, you know, if we want to really get deep into it, guys, I mean, the world's a crazy time right now. I think a lot of people come bring their frustrations to football. Like you said, the Pochettino comment when Mudrik had that free kick at the end, Louis. I mean, that's just a blatant example of someone waiting with a thought in their head, almost subconsciously, like, oh, if this goes bad, it's on Pochettino, and then, you know, just letting it out. And that's really where it feels like a section of our fan base is, and that's sad. So I think it's important that, you know, those of us that don't think that way are a little bit louder here to say that the team played really, really well today. It's really frustrating and sad, but all these things can be true at the same time. We played well. They were fighting. It was endearing. They were fighting for every ball. I thought Trevor Chalobah was massive. It was really impressive to me. He's been pretty impressive. Like, he hasn't really put too many feet wrong since he's been back. And he was gone for this anonymously long time out of training for an insane amount of time as well. So, guys, overall, I think, look, like, if we're winning trophies in 2 or 3 years and we're you know, the project has been seen through and we've brought in some seasoned individuals and these are the moments that are going to build those. So, like, I don't know, you have to just have to, what are your expectations, right? Like, Louis didn't have them coming in. He just wanted them to fight. Well, they fought. Me too. Obviously I called a 3-2 in extra time. I was feeling frisky, but overall I'm happy with how well we performed and just sad that we kind of turned off for 1 or 2 seconds. I thought the Malagusto injury kind of hurt us because De Sassi had been out and a little bit erratic for me to be playing right back. But that's another story. So, yeah, that's my tour. You know, 10 cents. I guess.
I think that's the only thing that Pochettino did get wrong. I think a couple of the substitutions I was a little bit questionable of. I thought, you know, disaster run up against Jeremy Doku. I was all right. I don't know about that.
But I would have taken Alfie, honestly. Yeah. I know it sounds, he's young, but man, he's pocketed some people in the moments that he's had to just come off.
He has. To be fair, before we carry on as well, I do want to say one thing. Scott Hayter's in here, score. It's definitely someone worth getting up to have a chat because he will bring some positivity and some love, which is exactly what I think we all need right now. If Scott, if you want to come up, just definitely request, man.
I'd love to have you up.
But he said he can't hear anything. Hang on, let me try.
Invite him up. I can invite him up.
He's in, but he can't hear anything. Hang on, let me go, you guys carry on talking. I will deal with the production.
I just want to say as well on those things about Jackson, I think it's absolutely disgraceful that people are making, you know, racist and abusive comments about him. That's really disgusting. Doesn't belong anywhere near football or near Chelsea Football Club. And we absolutely condone that. Do not condone that in any way. We condemn it completely. It's absolutely disgraceful.
These people should be taken off Twitter once and for all.
100%. They should be banned from Twitter. They shouldn't be allowed on social media. It's disgusting. It really is. And Jackson worked hard today. I thought he had a good game overall. I thought he contributed a lot like he always does. He missed a couple of chances, and yes, he needs to do better with that, but come on, you know, perspective, you know, I just knew that was going to happen as well. As soon as he missed those chances and then we lost, I thought, oh my God, I know what's going to happen, you know, and it's just, I felt the same thing about Saka when he missed that penalty for England as well. And it's just really sad. It shouldn't be like this. I don't know why fans do this. It shouldn't be, you know, we absolutely condemn all that kind of behaviour on this podcast, and I condemn it. It's disgusting. So we've got Scotty. He's come up. So if you can unmute yourself, Scotty, I'd love to hear some positivity from you.
Hello, mate.
You're right, Scotty.
Hello, mate. You good?
Good, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, gutted, mate, to be fair.
Yeah.
I've only just turned it on. So positivity, I thought we did all right. I thought we did okay. Just can't score goals, can we? And that sounds ridiculous after we've just scored six. But when it, and we scored four against them, weren't we, at home? But it just, I think when it matters, I don't know. I see him running for on goal, and this isn't a slight at him, because let's be fair, if I was running for on goal at Wembley, I'd trip over the ball. But it's just irritating. They were so tired today, City, and we did a lot of things right. And they're clearly a really tough side to play against. They press you, they hassle you, they don't let you get a minute's rest. We didn't have any time in midfield. That's something that I've been all season long watching Chelsea like. We look so rushed at times in midfield. I think we need to get that balance right. But today is probably as gutting as the Liverpool League Cup final, the FA Cup final last year. Like, I feel just a bit gutted. It's not an easy one to take that, because I thought we did all right. I thought we played well. I thought the manager did a fair amount right, and I criticise him probably fairly and unfairly at times. But I'll be honest, I called it when De Sarsi and Mudryk come on. And this is, it's easy to say after the game, and if I put this in writing, people will jump on it. But De Sarsi is not a fullback for me. And Mudryk down the left, you watch him looking around trying to close the ball down and stuff. Like, I felt for Cucurella straight away. I thought, Christ, he's got 20 minutes of hard graft here. And I just sometimes think with Chelsea, if we put the right people in the right positions together with the right teammates at the right time of games, we would win more games than we'd lose. And that's where I'm at.
Mm. Yeah,
couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I don't think, for example, like, and again, people jump on this, but when you play Conor Gallagher, Enzo and Caicedo, and you can cherry pick the odd game where they've, like Villa away, they all played. Jackson played down the left. We, for me, that was probably the most complete Chelsea performance I've seen. But we look better with two of the three. So does the manager have to make a choice before game? Like, do we sell Gallagher? Like, are they going to sell him regardless of whether people want him gone or not? Do they have to? Like, who knows? But Enzo and Caicedo playing in a pivot or in a two, whatever people call it these days. Like, for me personally, Conor Gallagher being the one in front of them doesn't take the ball on the half turn like, say, a Chukwuemeka would. And at times, I just think it bodes well for next year. I think we'll be a better side next year. I think we'll finish top six. We'll be kind of like the late 90s club, fifth, sixth. And that's progress. That's progress for where we're at. They're a young team. I think Chalobah's played well. I've been impressed with Chalobah.
Yeah.
He was very good today.
Very good. The other, like, for someone that's allegedly, you know, every transfer window, Chelsea would listen to offers for Chalobah, and then we're linked with another centre-half for 30, 40, 45 million every window, it seems. Like, we've got one there, surely. You know, why would you let him go? He's done everything right today, I thought. Defended well. Blocks, Thiago Silva did his bit. Just gutted, mate, and I'm sorry I'm probably boring many people, but there's nothing controversial going to get said from me. I'm just deflated.
Nah, Scotty, that's the whole point of this space. We ain't here to shout and scream. That's what we do after. We kind of like to dissect things and chat. And I think you're absolutely right about the situation in regards to the positional stuff. And I think the thing you said about the midfield really interests me as well, because I do think that Conor Gallagher at the beginning of the season, I think if we'd said he'd be playing the role he was and would have been for the entire season, we would have laughed each other out of the room, I think. And I think a lot of people expected Conor Gallagher to be stepping up like he has, but he has. But he's somebody who maybe shouldn't be there and needs the support around him. And I think you're absolutely right. I think Caicedo and Enzo will probably be the starters, but I think Chelsea need a seasoned player to maybe sit at the base of that midfield to allow those two to flourish. country part of it.
Maybe Lavia's not seen, obviously none of us have really seen him, but he looked mobile and athletic. And I think at times today, like you look at, say, like a Rodri and a Kanji, they look powerful. Like we've had sides in the past, like with Essien's, Mikel's, Balak's, where we've not necessarily been at our best. At Wembley as well, we played Arsenal several times and they've had a lot of the ball. But I used to turn up at the Emirates and just think this is men against boys. And I kind of feel a bit reversed like that with Chelsea these days. Like we're kind of like a technical small side. I'd love to see us with a bit more bite and a bit more scrap.
Yeah. Good point, Scotty. Absolutely agree with that.
Presence in midfield would be good.
I would like to see that Chelsea side against this Man City side, because I think that would be
that would be absolutely tremendous, wouldn't it? Imagine that, like 2005 Chelsea versus City of what, 2 years ago, or Liverpool.
Slowly Lampard midfield. Oh. Against
that's footballing. That's a footballing dream if you could somehow work that.
That's football heritage, I think.
Yeah, just about. I hope you guys are all right, not too deflated, or.
I feel proud today, honestly, of the team and the Poch, and I think, you know, they fought for the shirt today. They didn't give up. They didn't even give up when they went behind.
No, we didn't.
I can see a lot of positives from today's game. Moving forward, you know, there's a lot to be look forward to, a lot to be proud of after that performance.
Do you know what I would love to see? I would love to see, I think there was like a 9-minute video I was watching earlier on. Like I was travelling earlier on and the clubs released the Cobham behind the scenes, and it was like 9 minutes of like Cole Palmer curling shots and whatever. I would love to see 9 minutes of set pieces and 9 minutes of like 3 versus 3 on the edge of the box. I just want start drills on the halfway line and have like Madueke running with the ball. Or whoever it is, like someone making a run, pulling a centre half out of position, like that's when I feel like we don't look like we're overly coached.
Is this the Scotty Haker guidebook for the Imperial War veteran side that you're setting up in the next few months?
I'm a seasoned centre half, so I'm kind of on the other end of the fence. By the way, that defending, someone messaged me and said Carl Walker push on. Can't remember who it was.
I saw that.
Nico.
My reply to that when I've just seen it was absolutely spot on defending. So that tells you all you need to know about the Scott Hayter textbook, Imperial War Vets Team Defending Book, whatever it is.
Thank you for coming up, Scotty. We've got teams here.
Thanks a lot, Scotty.
We're going to get teams to share now. So thanks, Scotty.
Cool. All right, mate. All the best, boys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take care, buddy. Cheers.
So teams, what are your thoughts on the game?
How's it going? It's been a while. Louis, I finally made it.
I know, about fucking time, teams. Jesus Christ.
I've got about 3 minutes until my delivery turns up. So let me make this short and snappy. Okay. I think Poch coached a win today. I think he was tactically spot on. I only caught the end of what you were saying, the score, in terms of racist abuse of Nicholas Jackson, which is absolutely, like, literally disgusting. It's not, like, this is football. Nothing is ever that deep in life that you need to racially abuse somebody. But I do think, I don't know if I agree with you in terms of his performance. I thought his performance was quite poor. I think that he isn't helped in terms of the situation, and it's something that I thought in the summer that I think the expectation has been unfair on him. So the club has put him in a position where he's expected to lead the line for what I believe is the best club in the world. And he's 22 years old and he's only had a half a season as a forward. I've always felt that Chelsea should have gone out and gone and got a first team, first choice striker and allowed Nicholas Jackson to develop in the background. And I think today is pretty much cemented that for me. I thought that I really feel sorry for Thiago Silva. I think he deserves a lot better than to go out like this. I was very surprised that Noni Madueke started today, considering his behaviour on Monday and at the end of the game, like laughing and joking with Jack Grealish. I know you can't police the behaviour of players, but there's a time and place. Like, he needs to understand the weight of responsibility that he had at the club. I thought Chalobah was amazing today. I thought Gusto didn't look quite himself today. I know that people criticised the De Sassi substitution, but I think that was precautionary because Gusto was injured or seems to just not be fit. So hopefully that's not too bad. But yeah, I think Poch can be proud of his tactical performance, but I think some of the players out there need to be really thinking about how they performed in that game, because I think some of them weren't up to scratch. And for lastly, on Enzo Fernandez, for somebody who has a hernia and needs an operation, I thought he actually performed really well in the two. So
say it louder. Yeah. Say it louder.
But yeah, sorry, my delivery is here, so I'll let somebody else speak.
But James, what have you got? That's what I want to know. That's the more important thing.
Yeah.
No, you guys are going to laugh at me. I got sushi.
Ooh! I want a bit bougie.
I told you. But yeah,
good choice, James.
I hope you guys are well. I hope you're not too disappointed. I think the thing with Chelsea these days is I go into all games with no expectation. And I think that's probably the best way to get through now until the end of the season. But hopefully we can get European places and, you know, make something out of this season that's been very up and down.
Absolutely. Thanks, teams. Really great. Really great to hear from you. Great points. Some good points there. Some I disagree with. Some I agree with. And Enzo Fernandez, I think. Yeah, I mean, everyone was talking about, we don't need Enzo Fernandez because we beat Everton 6-0. You know, but I always thought that was a ridiculous point. Enzo Fernandez is a top player, and like you think he's playing with a hernia injury this season, for a lot of this season, and he's still putting in good performances. Like you look at his data as well; it's still pretty good. Like he's one of the highest in terms of progressive play. He's one of the best midfielders in the league this season. Like only Rodri's matched his stats, I think, in that. And you know, it's not even his best season. He's 22. He's going to get better. And once he's got that injury out of the way as well, and he's fully fit, you know, he's a top player. So, yeah, and I thought he played pretty well today. And Louis just shared that video of Thiago Silva. I saw that when I was just starting up the space and I was on the TV, and it made me really sad because that's the sign. He knows it's his last year at Chelsea. He knows he's going. He wanted to win the FA Cup. He wanted to play in a final and win a final in his last season. I understand that, and yeah, it's a shame that other people didn't go to him and support him, but
I think it's a real testament to the situation the club is in, because look, I mean, I again, it's a much lower level, but I kind of feel and share this experience with him where you're kind of stood on your own as the senior figure, and the people around you maybe don't know how to deal with it or help you with the situation. And you know, it's moments like that where he knows that they can't come to him, or maybe they could, but maybe it's just a case of because the team is so young, they don't know how to help him in a situation like that. Because
yeah, exactly. I think that's what it is. I think
that's the worst bit about it all. It's horrible.
You've only got one of those, you know, players. He's really got that. I mean, Reece James, I think, has got a bit of experience now, to be fair to him. You know, he's the captain as well. But he's not playing, so I think
Reece... But I also think the game has kind of changed. You do see players laughing and joking before and after games.
Yeah, it happens a lot now. With all clubs, not just Chelsea.
I'm not too annoyed about that. I see a lot of people are going for Nonny Madueke because you see him in the background laughing with Jack Grealish, but... They're friends. They play football together. They're part of the national setup together. You know, I don't understand why people are doing that. It's past that point where I just don't care anymore about it, to be honest. It's like, okay, well, you know, unless it's been an absolutely harrowing defeat where you should be hanging your heads in embarrassment, you know, if you're going to go speak to your mates after the game, go speak to them. It's not something which I get too het up about anymore. Personally, yeah. I wouldn't be doing it. But, you know, people are different. You know, I would be, you know, I'd shake hands, I'd go down the tunnel. If I just lost at Wembley in the semi-final, I'd be pissed off. You know, that's just who I am. I get pissed off when I lose my 14-year-old brother on Mario Kart. I don't like anybody beating me at anything, you know. But, again, it's just a case of personality.
Yeah, I get annoyed when my 7-year-old nephew beats me on Goat Simulator. So, you know, but I kind of let him win though because he's seven. So,
never let him do that. Should always mess with him. You never let him win.
I'm not very good at it. I'm not very good at it. Like, you know, he's better than me at computer games, and he's seven. So, like, he plays every day. I don't play barely at all. So, he is actually better than me. So that's fine.
Why are we talking about Goat Simulator again?
Oh no, well, we're talking about generations of change and how they.
Yeah, there we go. Makes sense now. Yeah.
It's just, I feel sad for Thiago Silva. I wanted him to go out with a trophy. That's sad, like, because he's given so much for Chelsea, been a great player for Chelsea, and we all respect him. And hopefully, he gets a proper send off in the last league game as well. I'm sure he will. I'm sure the fans will give him that, and he'll return that as well. Obviously, it'd be nice if we get a banner for him before we left. Has he got a banner?
I believe he does. I think it's a small one. But I think he'll definitely get one. Shed will definitely sort one out.
Yeah, for his last game.
I know his agents quite well and the people that look after himself and Bell.
Right.
And you just see how settled they are in the UK and, you know, how much they love it here and how much I think a big thing for me, I think a big reason that I love Thiago Silva so much is purely because he is just, well, him and his family have just thrown themselves into what it means to be at Chelsea. You know, they don't, it's not been a case of they kind of slowly bedded themselves in, tried to figure stuff out. They went, nope, this is what we're doing. This is what the club's about. Tell us everything. And we want to get behind you guys and we want to be part of you. And it's nuts to say it for me. I think I was always a bit like, you have to be at a club for a certain period to become considered a legend. But look, Thiago Silva, before he was at Chelsea, since he's been at Chelsea, especially since, he's definitely become a Chelsea legend. He's always going to be seen as a footballing legend. But he is just somebody who, in a time when I think, like we're talking about football changing, you see him as that stepping stone, that gatekeeper of understanding. And I think if you are a player who is maybe looked at as, you know, it's your last hurrah in top level football, but you can keep pushing, I think Thiago Silva is always going to be heralded as an example of professionalism, of mentality, of strength. You know, he's someone whose personality and the way he is, you can see it just resonates and carries its way through that team. You saw it when they're on the pitch today, and you know, you see it every single week in training, and I see it obviously a little bit, not as much as I'd love to. I'd love to, you know, just sit down with him, but you know, just you see it behind the scenes with Bell and stuff as well. It's a real family unit and a great group of people, and you know, they'll be missed. They're fantastic, and you know, wish them all the best of luck.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and full respect to Thiago Silva, and Chelsea fans love him, and they always will, rightly so, for what he's done for Chelsea. So, yeah, well said. I've just got some stats up from Cole Palmer's stats today. 100% shot accuracy, 100% tackles won, 100% dribbles completed, 100% long passes completed, 2 shots on target and 1 key pass. Although it looked like he had a quiet game, you know, I thought he had a pretty good game, actually. He wasn't as obvious in the game today, obviously, because they kept him quiet a little bit, but he still has an effect on games, even when he's not scoring goals. So some interesting stats there. I mean, we all know how good Cole Palmer is, you know, and he's got to build around for the next 2 years. I think he's going to be you think how good he is now, you know, he's only 21. If he continues on this trajectory, you know, we don't know. He just could be a 30, 40 goal a season person.
Wrap that man in cotton wool. Look after him.
100%. 100%.
Oh, yes.
Like, he is number one choice player for every game. The problem is we need him every game right now because we haven't got anyone else who's having such a an impact on games. But, yeah, I mean, he is our best player. He's definitely player of the season, Chelsea player of the season. Definitely get young player of the year for me. And he'll be in the conversation for player of the year. He won't get it because it always goes to somebody who wins the league. But I think he'll be in the top three for sure in that. And he will win that in the future, for sure, 100%. He's an unbelievable player, and we're lucky to have him. So, yeah, that's Cole Palmer. We all know how good he is. Noni Madueke is one I wanted to talk about, actually, because I was watching him today, and I actually tweeted this as well. And it was something I really noticed, that he's actually improving. He's contributing more to games. He's getting more involved. His work ethic is better. You know, he was winning possession. He was getting in good positions. He had a few shots. He was linking up well with Gusto. I thought he had a decent game. I mean, what are your thoughts on Noni Rambles?
I thought he had a really positive game, and I think every game I've seen recently, you can see he's making steps in the right direction. I think he does need to improve on his final decision making, but I think there's a lot of positives I'm seeing in recent weeks.
Yeah, I agree. I think and again, he's another player that you kind of want to succeed because he wants to succeed so badly, and he's not afraid to. I love that he's not afraid to take on a shot as well. I love players who take on shots and don't just, you know, mess about in the penalty area and just like try and walk it in. He goes for it, you know, and I like him. Yeah, I mean, what about you, Louis, on Noni?
He's improving. That's all. Again, I think that's all you can ask for this team. He's slowly improving. He's getting not as fast as I'd like him to. I think today he started really confidently, but then he slowly petered off. I think he. I hate wingers who take people on or try to take people on and then just pass it backwards. He's slowly getting out of that and becoming a player who will take people on and can be exciting. Really, really big fan. He's getting there slowly but surely. But both him and Mudryk, I'd just like to see them compete 90 minutes, just one of them, 90 minutes this season. Like, I don't know why that hasn't been the case.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah, they always tend to come off, don't they? Well, today one replaced the other one, didn't they? Yeah, Mudryk didn't do too much when he came on, to be perfectly honest. But, I wasn't sure about Mudryk playing today. Anyway, because of his pressing and stuff, and because he might give City too much space down that side. But so I wasn't surprised when he didn't start, actually. But, I'm a big fan of Noni. So I'm hoping that he keeps starting and he keeps getting minutes, and hopefully he can score a few more goals. And absolutely. That was definitely a big thing that I've been noticing. That's not just today. I've been noticing that for a few weeks. So that's definitely something I wanted to talk about. Now we've got a game against Arsenal. We're coming to the last kind of 10 minutes. So we've got a game against Arsenal on Tuesday. What changes would you make, if any, to the team for that game, Rambles?
I think purely because of age, you'd maybe look at resting Thiago Silva.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You'd maybe bring in De Sassi. But I'm not. But then a lot possibly depends on Gusto. Is Gusto going to be fit, or was it just precautionary?
Yeah, that's the other thing, isn't it? Like, we don't know about that.
I would also maybe look at, I'm not too sure what the situation of Enzo was. I did hear at the start of the week he was going to review the situation after this game and then decide upon surgery or not having surgery.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. We'll see about that. Yeah, I mean, I'd actually put Gilchrist at right back and put De Zarzi instead of Silva, because Silva, I think Silva playing three games in 6 days is not going to be good for him.
Yeah, I'll be very
I think he needs a bit of a break. Keep Trev in there because Trev's playing well. I'm even tempted to keep Cucurella in the team, honestly. So, but he might play.
That's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. He's been absolutely fantastic over the past two games. Big fan. He's been great.
Yeah. Fair. You're right. You're absolutely right. I loved all the blocks he got in today and the interceptions. Honestly, I was like really impressed. I was clearances off the line. He was always in the right position to stop a cross or a shot or whatever, like every time. So, Yeah, good. And that's, you know, I'm not his biggest fan. So I was really impressed with him today. So yeah, he'll probably start. Maybe it depends. Enzo, don't know what's gonna happen with Enzo. I'd like to see Kylie Chakramoka get a start, honestly. I think
He definitely deserves
I think we're better when he's playing. I think he had a bit of creativity. He can get those through balls in from that kind of 8-10 position, you know, and he's tall and he's powerful, and I'd like to see him play. I'd maybe have Palmer on the right, Carney as the number kind of 8-10. Then I don't know who I'd play on the left. Maybe, I mean, I didn't even want to think about playing Nonny because he's playing so well, but maybe he'll play Sterling or Mudrick. I don't know, but he'll need to rotate it a little bit because we've played a lot of games. It's our third game in a week, so there'll probably be 3 or 4 changes. I'm pretty confident after today that we can give them a game. I'm not saying we'll win, but I don't think it's a dead cert that they're going to beat us either. So, and they're not in the best of form either. I mean, they're coming off a few bad results. They're playing a lot of football. They've played a lot more games than we have recently. They played Champions League on Wednesday. They're playing tonight. I don't know what the score in that game is. If anyone knows, let us know. They're playing Wolves right now. And then obviously they've got to play on Tuesday. So, yeah, we could literally end Arsenal's title dream on Tuesday. That would be glorious. Honestly, I would love that, especially if it was Mudrick who scored at the Arsenal end to get that goal. That would be beautiful. Yeah, so that's good. That's good. Any other changes you'd make, Rambles or Louis?
No, nothing for me. Cam's just put in the production chat that Arsenal 1-0 up. It's half time currently.
Wow.
Yeah, I think those are the only changes I'd make, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. And then we've got Villa on next weekend away. That's going to be a difficult game. Villa are in good form. But again, they've played quite a lot of fixtures recently. So, you know, but they play really well against Arsenal. So that'll be a tough game. That might actually be a tougher game than today, given how they play. So we'll see about that. But I think the overall feeling I get around today is that we're disappointed that we've lost. We like to have got to the final. Probably deserved to get to the final based on how we played. But didn't go for us, didn't take our chances, got some bad decisions that went against us. And Man City are Man City. So when you don't take your chances, they're gonna finish you off. And that's what happened today. I think everyone did us proud. I think they represented the club well. They fought for the shirt. They didn't give up. Good attitude, good spirit, good performance. Tactically, we looked a lot better than we have. Defensively, we looked a lot better. I think a lot of the concerns that I've been having for improvement on today and on Tuesday and on Monday against Everton. So, I think Pochettino can tell the players that there's a lot of positives from today. That, okay, be disappointed that we lost, but that they should be proud of themselves, and they can take that, you know, that performance into Tuesday, and not kind of go into that with a downer and just kind of let Arsenal overwhelm us because we're low after today. Let's make sure we come back on Tuesday with a strong performance again. And because I think if we put in a performance like that against Arsenal, we'll get something, even if it's just a point. And I'll be happy with a point at Arsenal, away especially. So we get a point in there. That's a good result for us, you know. And then we've got Aston Villa and we've got Spurs. So that's going to be our season, really, those three games. So it's a busy time coming up for Chelsea. This has been a really good space today. I think we've had some good conversations. I think, you know, talking about Jackson, again, I think he played pretty well today. He missed a couple of chances. Doesn't deserve any of the abuse that he's getting. And we condemn that absolutely. Enzo looked good today. Cucurella, like Louis said, had a really good game. Good performance today. Yeah, and we can be proud of ourselves today. We just need to kind of suck it up and take the positives from today and move forward. And I think there's a lot to be positive about. How do you? What's your kind of summation of things, Rambles? Rambles, you can unmute yourself.
Are you alive, Rambles? Oh, he's died.
He's okay. Died. Anyway, you give me your kind of overall summary of today, the game.
I'm very proud. I always think there's room for improvement, and I think that's important to say. But overall, the lads stepped up. They gave a very good account of themselves, including Nico Jackson. I don't want anyone to say otherwise. I think he gave a very good account of himself. However, what he did show today with his lack of finishing was that Chelsea are in dire need of a top-level centre-forward. So hopefully we can do that. And then next year, we go and win the FA Cup. That'd be nice.
Yeah, 100%. Rambles.
My connection's back again.
Hey,
bloody hell. Took your time, mate. Christ.
Your final conclusion on today?
Overall, happy with the performance. I think it showed that we are desperate for a more clinical centre-forward. But I'm very proud of the team's performance. I'm happy with the way Poch set us up. And I am feeling more optimistic about next season. If you can bring in the right players in the summer, I think we can look forward to more positive times ahead.
Absolutely. Well said, Rambles. I think Chelsea fans can be proud of their team today. It's not always just the result. It's how you play, and it's the character that you show and the mentality you show, and we showed that today. Chelsea will be back. You know, I always say that because we always come back, but I really believe it after today. I think, we'll learn from this defeat and we'll come back. And maybe next time when we beat Man City in the semi-final and we go and win the cup. And I believe that. I believe in these players. I'm beginning to believe in Pochettino again. We just need to get the right things done in the summer and, you know, we can have a better season next year. So, thanks, everyone, for coming. Thanks, everyone, for being part of this conversation. Thanks to teams and to Frank and everyone else who's come up today and shared. Really appreciate your contributions. They're all very, very welcome. Thanks to Louis and Rambles as well for coming up here, and Cam as well. Really appreciate all your contributions and all your perspectives. It's really good to hear from you all. Despite losing today, I think I feel relatively positive about the future. So thanks, everyone, for listening today. Make sure that you catch the match review on Chelsea Echo. Make sure you go to check out the Sideline Club as well, where you can find all these podcasts and you can find a lot of great interviews, a lot of great video content and podcast content. And follow the Chelsea Echo on Twitter as well. And follow... and follow that website as well, the Chelsea Sideline Club. So give them all a follow and give us a listen. And we'll be back, obviously, for the game against Arsenal with another post-match show, with another final score with the score. So catch us then. And thanks for listening, everybody. Up the Chelsea!